You are listening to a sermon by Ruth Enns, recorded on Sunday, July 20th, 2014, at the Point Grey Interminenite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Doug informed me that I could not talk about Jacob's Ladder on this day, July 20th, 2014, without mentioning that today is the 45th anniversary of man's first landing on the moon. Many things are named after Jacob's dream of a ladder between heaven and earth. The most cursory of Google searches provides evidence that Jacob's Ladder has a rich accretion of symbolic and metaphorical associations, some dating back many years and some very modern. A number of things called Jacob's Ladder reference the basic idea of a ladder, especially a long or even never-ending ladder. There is a toy, apparently dating back to Puritan times and okayed for use even on Sundays, which flips down to suggest a never-ending ladder. There's also a string game called Jacob's Ladder, like Cat's Cradle, only with a ladder effect. There's a folk dance. There are rope climbing courses and exercise machines. An electric spark jumping back and forth between two almost parallel wires is called a Jacob's Ladder. A couple of house painting companies call themselves Jacob's Ladder. There is a beautiful blue flowering plant, a shade-loving perennial with a ladder-like arrangement of its leaves. In these cases, it is the idea of a ladder that is important. The fact that it is part of Jacob's dream is really incidental. The names are cashing in on Jacob's celebrity, more or less. The idea that Jacob's Ladder starts on Earth and takes you somewhere else is part of drug culture references. We are climbing a stairway to heaven. And there's a 1990 movie called Jacob's Ladder, of course with a dystopian twist, a ladder which goes down, about a war vet haunted by horrible visions brought on by his memories and some nasty drugs given him by a supposed evil experimental government science program. I won't go on. Shirley Showalter's book Blush tells a story her mother made up of a magic elevator that runs up the center of a tree out into cloudland. By sliding down a rainbow, you can get safely back home to your own backyard. Jacob's Ladder turns up in the titles of a number of novels about the Black American Civil Rights Movement, maybe in part because of the spiritual we just sang, but also because of the promise in the Bible story of future well-being in the land. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants, God says in the dream. Although at the time Jacob dreams, he is on the run from his brother, whom he cheated out of a birthright, and he can't be feeling that great about himself, God brings Jacob a vision that future times will see him and his family as blessed. In a similar generational genetic vein, Jacob's Ladder is the title of a book about the history of the human genome, the idea of generations spread across time, echoing the rungs of the ladder. Actually, there is a long history to this idea. In ancient Jewish times, The ladder was sometimes interpreted as the staircase of history. Some scholars said that Jacob saw at Bethel the steps or stages through which his descendants would have to climb in future generations. And perhaps this is why he was afraid when he woke up. Jacob's ladder has also been used as an analogy for spiritual ascent by means of virtue in both Christian and Jewish thought. For example, Vancouver writer Alan Morinis uses the title Climbing Jacob's Ladder for a book in which he describes a Jewish tradition of spiritual practice called Musar, designed to bring the practitioner closer to God while also enriching interactions with family, friends, and society. Climbing Jacob's ladder in this case means something like running a race in Tony Tremblett's talk a few weeks ago. Spiritual discipline can lead toward the goal of achieving more Christ-likeness. The We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder song certainly gives the impression that climbing is hard work. Painters have imagined Jacob's dream from the 15th century Nuremberg Bible through Tintoretto, Rembrandt, Blake, Turner, and many 20th century artists. It was a particular favorite of Chagall, who made something like 11 paintings with a ladder. Sometimes artists like Blake depict an elegant staircase rather than a plebeian ladder. Here at Pigamiff, we have the weekly reminder of our own original Frida Epp, which has a nice double-wide ladder, allowing for simultaneous up and down passage of angels, as long as they keep slim. I like Frida's idea of Joseph grabbing hold of the bottom rung of the ladder, as if he is irresistibly drawn to going up, even in his sleep. Psychologists have had a lot to say about Jacob, his life story, his character development, and the symbols associated with it are rich in psychological implication. For example, in my imperfect understanding, Carl Jung said a dream could act like a mirror to the dreamer, revealing something that was missing in the consciousness of the dreamer. Dreams can be a source of healing and wisdom. Jacob falls asleep, exhausted by his travels, using nothing but a stone to rest his head. His dream changes him. He wakes up with a new awareness of the ground he went to sleep on, and a new vision of his life and his future. He consecrates the space by raising and anointing the stone that was his pillow and calling it Bethel, or House of God. Here's a taste of psychologist Michael Abramsky from the International Journal for Transpersonal Studies. His quotation: Jacob's transformation begins, as it does in most hero myths, with a journey. The journey is a passage toward transformation, a rite of passage. The dream sets the stage for transformation. First, it makes Jacob aware of choice. Just as the messengers of God travel up and down, so Jacob too can ascend to the highest heights or remain mired in the earthly deceits which have characterized his development so far. God shows Jacob possibilities. He may become a landowner and his seed will father a nation, a promise God also made to Abraham in Genesis 15. Or he can fail to take his place in his historic lineage. The dream also reflects the twin dynamics of ascent and descent, with the complementary processes of moving upward with our material lives and transforming into God's aspirations, and God's light moving downward to enlighten us. It reflects movement from our lower self to our higher self, from our conflicted ego qualities to those soul qualities closest to the divine. And that's the end of the quotation. Jacob's Ladder is the name of an oratorio by Arnold Schoenberg, about 45 minutes long, a piece he struggled with in various times of his life, and then left incomplete when he died. Although Schoenberg was Jewish in background, at the time he began writing the oratorio, in 1915, he was Lutheran. He started by writing the libretto himself, basing it on the Bible, Strindberg's play Jacob Wrestles, and Balzac's story Serafita. It shows modern men, or possibly Schoenberg himself, wrestling with faith or God, and ultimately achieving redemption by way of transformation at death. It was during this period, 15 to 17, that Schoenberg was moving away from atonality and feeling his way towards serial technique, his great contribution to 20th century musical thinking. His work on Jacob's Ladder was derailed by being called to war duties and then the demands of teaching and raising a family, but this piece was very significant to him. The subject matter was an attempt to express something he felt deeply, but had trouble expressing, something requiring a new language, something mystical and basically ineffable, but ultimately encouraging. The old hymn, Nearer My God to Thee, does a good job of summing up a number of these themes I've mentioned, although I think it overemphasizes the veil of tears side of light, which is not really in the Jacob story. And this hymn is irrevocably now associated with the movie Titanic. I seem to remember a string quartet plays this song as the ship goes down. Very poignant. Verse 1 describes how life's trials can bring one nearer to God. Verse 2 describes the wanderer sleeping with head on stone. Verse 3 has the dream of angels and the steps to heaven. In verse 4, the dreamer wakes with renewed purpose. And finally, in verse 5, the dream has brought renewed hope of redemption. It's not just the climb, the discipline, the suffering we experience, the span of time we cover, the steps we take. The symbol of the ladder in Joseph's dream is about communion with the spiritual. The visitations of angels, the representatives of the heavenly realm, the voice of God speaking to Jacob. It's hard for me to see that Jacob did something to earn this. While carrying on with his gritty and far from perfect life, Jacob is gifted suddenly with an incredible insight, an amazing vision of his future, an inspirational moment of communion with higher things, and it changes him. One other image, sometimes called Jacob's Ladder, those magical rays of light that sometimes break through the clouds late on a gray afternoon, like blessings from the angels. Scientific name, crepuscular rays. I think the most important thing about the ladder is that it connects heaven and earth. And the angels going up and down show that the connection between heaven and earth is active and ongoing. Not all of us get to hear the voice of God talking to us, but I expect everyone in this room has had an experience of connection with the spiritual. Last week, Shirley Showalter gave some examples of mystical moments. These moments can come to us in many ways, perhaps in dreams, but also in meditation, in contemplation or participation in art, a walk in nature, in people we love. Some will say there's a gene that causes these glimpses of transcendence, or perhaps it's an expression of the collective unconscious. But I choose to attribute them to the hand of God. They can catch you when you don't expect it. But these moments seem to confirm the goodness of life, the blessedness of community, the hope we can have for the future. Thanks be to God.